We're giving you the information you need to make informed decisions this election year, and it starts with the 2020 census. Here's Francine Marie with a V1019 update.
The 2020 census is happening right now online, by phone, or mail. Judith Brown is the executive director of Project Forward, a nonprofit working to create the inclusive community for Charlottians with disabilities.
Thank you for having me on the show.
What unique way is your nonprofit reaching out to community to complete their census?
This all started almost 2 years ago. So listen, if you want to reach my people in the hood, you got to go to them. You need to have people who look like the communities you're going into. We put together a team. It's a six-person team, and we run the gamut. You know, we've got people who are formerly homeless. We've got people with disabilities. We've got a former vet. We've got people who look like the people we're trying to count and saying, hey, this is very, very important. The way we break it down is every man, woman, and child represents $20,000 of federal funds. That's everything from your schools, your hospitals, even where we put grocery stores is dependent upon census data. So at this stage of the game, state of North Carolina is short in being counted by $74 billion. That's a lot of money to say, no, we don't need that for our community. I think every community would say, hey, how do I get a piece of that? You get a piece of it by making sure every household is counted, every person in every household is counted.
You can do that online.
Yeah, this is the first year that you're able to do it through a website. So if you go to my2020census.gov, you can do it in less time than it takes to watch a YouTube video. It's done. I mean, I did it in 8 minutes. They actually timed me. Then there's also an 800 number. It's 844-330-2020. It doesn't matter what language you speak. They're going to connect you with someone who can help you complete it over the phone. I've had a 71-year-old lady complete it in under 10 minutes. One thing I've noticed about our younger generation, they're actually interested in change. They're actually interested in not waiting for another generation to come by before things happen. The census is the best way to do this. The information goes to the president by the end of this year. So that actually changes the number of representatives in the House next year. It'll change that number. In fact, North Carolina is due to gain one whole seat if our numbers are correct. We're doing car parades through neighborhoods. We've gone through Greer Heights, Hidden Valley, the Betty's Ford neighborhood. Next one coming up is September 26th. That's going to be on the east side. We're looking for 100 cars to ride through the east side of Charlotte. The first 20 cars we're given gas cards to, but we literally have lunch for everyone from the drivers and their passengers if they sign up to ride with us.
So, Judith, where can we find Project 70 Forward so we can sign up?
Facebook at Project 70 Forward, but you can also go to our website, www.project70forward.org.
Judith Brown is the executive director of Project 70 Forward.
Francine, wow. Thank you so much.